Business Desk Today is the podcast for New Zealand business leaders. Your daily business briefing from the team at businessdesk.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Business Desk Today, a daily podcast for business professionals on the go. I'm Ben Moore, in for Ella Summers, and this morning we've got the latest on why Fonterra wants the new government to push hard on the US when it comes to trade, the 72 million more airline seats, plus big media issues facing the new government. First up, Riley Kennedy reports that the chief executive of Fonterra says he wants the new government to push trade as hard as possible with the United States. At the US Business Summit in Auckland on Thursday, Foreign Minister Winston Peters made a direct appeal to the country's ambassador to New Zealand, Tom Udall, saying that New Zealand had been waiting more than 80 years for a free trade agreement. While the US is New Zealand's third largest trading partner and negotiations have previously been undertaken, the two countries have never signed an FTA after the US pulled out of earlier versions of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The two-way trade between the US and New Zealand was worth $28 billion at the end of June 2023. While the US is the fourth largest market for Fonterra in terms of revenue, just shy of $1.5 billion, it is the co-op's most profitable per metric ton. After speaking on a panel at the summit, Hurrell told Business Desk that given the high barriers to entry, they sent quite specialized protein ingredients to the market. He says it was important for the new government, specifically Trade Minister Todd McClay and Peters, to push and push hard in the US so the market didn't become isolated. Hurrell told Business Desk that his fear at a high level was that the US could be left behind as the world begins to think about bilateral agreements. To read the rest of the story, head to businessdesk.co.nz. Brent Melville reports that analysis by corporate firm FCM Travel shows a resurgence in airline capacity will see international travellers spoiled for choice next year, but prices won't be losing altitude anytime soon. The consultancy, which is the corporate travel management offshoot of Flight Centre, has pointed to a 5.3% overall increase in airline seat numbers on 2019 levels by the first quarter of 2024. That's 71.8 million more seats available for booking across both domestic and international flight markets. FCM's latest quarterly trend report suggests the biggest bounce will come out of Africa, up 14%, followed by the Middle East at 11%, with both Latin and North America at 8% more capacity. However, fuel prices, cost recovery, and investment into new, more efficient aircraft and fleet upgrades will also continue to impact airline pricing, with fare rises of between 3 to 7% forecast into the new year. After the break, Winston Peters' remarks about the media. Welcome back. Dan Dunkley says there wasn't a single mention of the media in the coalition agreements between National and its government partners, ACT and New Zealand First, but the sector won't be easy to ignore over the next 3 years. The first week of the new government has already seen the nation's leaders embroiled in a media storm after Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters called the COVID-era $55 million public interest journalism fund a bribe for favourable coverage. Peters' unfounded comments inadvertently drew attention to some of the challenges faced by the sector, declining trust, the need for more resilient funding models, and the political points to be scored by bashing journalists. Dunkley says once the outcry from the remarks dies down, the onus will be on the new government to help the Fourth Estate become more sustainable while safeguarding the rest of the media, including New Zealand's screen industry. Dunkley says some of the main issues facing Media and Communications Minister Melissa Lee and Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage Paul Goldsmith range from arresting the decline of the news sector to maintaining the film and TV industries. That's a wrap on this morning's edition of Business Desk Today and Business Desk Today for 2023. As always, the stories on today's podcast can be read in full on our website. And stay subscribed, as we will be back next year with more breaking news and insightful analysis from businessdesk.co.nz. And a very special thank you to all of you who have been listening every day. We look forward to seeing you in the new year.